Education over Entertainment, Episode 3. People who wish to go into the future should have two skills to succeed: the ability to deal with people and the ability to sell. Shiv Khera, author. So, basic summary on my first article, I talked to you about a preview of the whole idea on education over entertainment and talked about the current situation of the education system. And in the second one, as you guys can remember, I talked to you about Alan Walker. So, today I will be talking about is soft skills. Definition given by the dictionary for soft skills is personal attributes that enables someone to interact effectively and harmoniously with other people. Do you want to succeed? Do you want to be rich? Do you want to be famous? Then follow the footsteps of your elder brothers and sisters. Go to university, become a doctor, become an engineer, become an accountant, and yes, really says at least become a lawyer. The only four professions teachers and parents force you all to be. But in this case, there are two types of parents. The ones who want to see their kids achieve something more than them and be recognized everywhere. And the others who force their children to become such professionals so that they can tell their neighbors. Well, both are still wrong. It's not your life. You might have given him food and shelter and all, but he should do what he loves. This fact actually has another perspective. If the child understands the gravity of the situation which his or her family is facing right now and chooses to do what he or she doesn't love for financial freedom of family, that is completely different. Anyways, back to topic. Do you think your child or yourself will succeed, become rich or become famous by doing this? I'm sorry to tell you, you are wrong. I forgot to mention the fact why teachers says this stuff. It's really simple. They might also have been like you guys, the ones who couldn't get selected to university or become any of the above professional ended up teaching. So they think the end game is university degree and all. Here I'm not talking about the people who loved teaching and selected this job. I'm talking about the ones who really hate what they do and wait all the week till it's Friday. Readers might be thinking this writer surely haven't got selected to your university, that's why he's writing like this. Well, you are correct. Not even was close to getting to do what I loved. But my friend, I'm writing this not because of my anger or anything. I'm writing this because I want you guys to understand one simple thing. Success, rich or famous, whatever it is you want to be, you, my friend, have to improve your soft skills. I know what you're thinking. I don't want to be successful or rich or famous. I just want to be happy. Happy Billy. Do you think the rich is sad? Do you think the famous is sad? Do you think people who succeeded in their lives are sad? You are wrong, Billy. Well, if I can't change your mindset of success and being rich and all, right now define success and wealth for yourself. It definitely differs. I'm telling you, even for that soft skill is the key. It is the major key for happiness and the key to separate machines from humans. You know that by 2030, artificial intelligence will take over many jobs of the humans. Many will suffer, but the ones who have improved their soft skills will win the game. Win the end game. If you want to love the career you are engaged right now, improve your soft skills, values, believing, independent thinking, teamwork, care for others. Now I will bring this whole discussion back to topic, education over entertainment. Do schools teach you believing? Do schools teach you caring for others? Do schools teach you teamwork? Well, I agree, exams naturally helps you engage in teamwork for copying or something like that. Do schools teach you independent thinking? Do schools teach you how to invest in the share market? Do they teach you how to even handle money? Do they teach you how to at least write a check? The answer for everything is no. It is not the teacher's fault. They are teaching what they have been ordered to. It is not the kid's fault that he becomes a doctor and doesn't like what he do. It is not the parents' fault, but it is the system. Bring change to this one single factor. Change this 200-year-old system, my friends. Not just career life. Not just financial freedom of an individual. Not just winning the competition or machines change, but also factors like being a dropout from college, hating the college life, hating exams will be immensely reduced, and also other factors like political backgrounds of a nation will surely change, and also people will tend to choose education over entertainment. As from grade 1, you are taught how to be around other people and how to handle them all and all. Isn't this change awesome. Remember, when people learn soft skills, their perspective to nature will also change. My friend, for all the problems, this is the solution. My motive is to bring a change in education. And by writing this, I'm not earning money or anything. I'm doing this to get to know people around the world who has a vision and on education like me. So together we can change this system. So I'm asking you to share this article with your friends so I could reach out all the 7.442 billion. And also it would mean the world to me if you can send me all your comments and your ideas about this article. Be great. Thank you.